Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Ralph Anselman from Weingut Anselman in Fals. How are you, Ralph?
Yes, fine. Nice to have you here in our sunny place today.
I tell you what, it is sunny, isn't it? It's like I've been all through France. It's been raining. I get to Stuttgart. The weather starts to come nice. I'm up here in Fals now, and it's baking hot. Absolutely great. Has it been good all week for you?
Summer? Yes, we are very, very happy about with hot and sunny weather, because it's exactly what we need now. We also were lucky about the rainfalls in the last weeks, because it was after a very hot and dry springtime. So it was in Fals, I think, not raining one single drop in whole April. So it was very hot and warm in spring. And now we need it with rainfalls in the first, in the July. And now we are very, very optimistic to have a good vintage 2011.
So how long away from harvest? About 30 days from harvest? We're recording this 1st of August.
I guess we will have very, very first few grapes for the so-called Federweiser, which is the fermenting moist, which is very popular in our region, which will be packed maybe in the last days of August. But let's say the main vintage will start, I think it will start around 10th of September, and when it will get, pretty intensive in the second part of September. And I think until mid of October, most of the vintage will be done. Of course, we have some late ripening grape varieties like Cabernet Sauvignon, which will be picked end of October. And of course, with some of our Riesling late harvest and Auslese qualities, we also will have will wait. In general, in my company, we tend to harvest relatively late to have the maturity as good as possible.
We'll get on to some of the grape varieties and things like that later on, but I just want to give the listeners an overview of Fals. Fals, I've been staying in Stuttgart, and Fals is not too far from Stuttgart. It's just a bit out of town. But can you tell us a wee bit about where Fals is and what's the region most popular for and most well known for?
Oh, yes. Yes. Fals is located in the southwest of Germany, in the Rhine Valley, let's say on the western side of the Rhine River. Mm-hmm. So we are north of Alsace, and my village, Edesheim, for example, is hardly exactly in the middle of Frankfurt, which is in the north, and Strasbourg, which is in the south. So it's really the Rhine Valley, so Pfalz has a very protected climate, and it's the second largest German wine region with hardly 24,000 hectares of vineyards. So we can say that Pfalz represents a quarter of the German, wine industry.
That's quite a bit, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's Rhine-Hessen, which is north, and Pfalz, with two appellations, which is 50% of the German vineyards. And so we have 13 appellations in Germany, let's say, but two, Rhine-Hessen and Pfalz, which are, let's say, the big players, and all other 11 appellations, what's the second
part
of German viticulture.
So a lot of listeners in the UK probably have heard of Mosel and may have a feeling even though it's quite small, it's quite high quality end of the spectrum, or at least prices are quite high. Mm-hmm. How far are you away from Mosel? Are you a bit further south?
Yes, we are further south, and of course we are in the Rhine Valley, so it's about 200 kilometers south from Mosel. And Pfalz, yes, you asked me before what is the special thing. I think very unique with the beautiful scenery here in the Pfalz. You have seen the vineyards. It's a very beautiful landscape, very beautiful mountain chains. We are on the eastern slopes of the Pfälzerwald facing east, so very, very well protected. And the special thing is that all the vineyards of Pfalz were, let's say, all together in one long vineyard band along the mountain side.
Is it so Vosges Mountains?
Pfalz Mountains.
Pfalz Mountains.
And it's, you can say that the vineyards of Pfalz, it's one big vineyard, 80 kilometers long from northern part. The most northern town is Bockenheim. And when it goes 80 kilometers to the south until the German-French border, to Schweigen, and it's a very beautiful thing to drive along the German wine route. No? We have here in the Pfalz the German wine route, which was the first touristical road founded in Germany.
Yeah.
And I think it's still one of the major sites and attractions in Germany. And I think it's really a must for all wine fans having visiting at least once the Pfalz and driving along with a German wine road, passing all the time vineyards at the left of Rhine, seeing a lot of small, very picturesque wine grower villages.
Oh, okay. I didn't make it that way. I came up through the motorway, which isn't quite as attractive. We were down in the bottom end of Baden, just earlier in the day, and we drove up the 200 kilometers. So it doesn't feel any cooler than Baden, is it? It's near Baden. The grape varieties you grow, are they similar? Is it Pinot Gris or?
Oh yes, partly yes. In Pfalz, the Pinot grape varieties like Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris and Pinot Blanc are very traditional and very, very important. Let's say this is really a parallelity to the Baden region. But on the other hand, I must say, what our most important grape variety here in Pfalz is the Riesling grape variety. Mm. Pfalz is the most biggest Riesling appellation, not only in Germany, it's worldwide the biggest Riesling appellation. And this is, let's say, a very big difference if you compare with the Baden region, because in Baden, Riesling plays a very small role. And here in Pfalz, more than 20% of our vineyards are planted Riesling.
I've had a few Mosel Rieslings, and I've had a couple of Pfalz Rieslings. I wouldn't want to protest that I'm an expert on Pfalz in any way, shape, or form, but the Pfalz Rieslings themselves seem more floral to me.
Exactly.
They don't seem as like minerally or steely as some of the Mosel.
I think you are right. The Mosel Rieslings are coming from a more northern territory. It's a colder climate, so I think we are more acidity driven and pronounced. And the Rieslings from Pfalz, where if you compare, we have more body, more flavor. I think we are more complex, more aromatic, and on the other side, we're maybe a little bit less elegant, and we have maybe acidity.
Yeah, less acidity.
Less minerality. And what it means, but also a lot of people, which, let's say, are not very happy with Mosel Riesling because these wines have strong acidity, you know.
Yeah, they can be quite piercing.
And you know, a lot of some businessmen with stress way are very careful with wines with too acidity because it might have stomach problems
and yeah, so yeah, hernias and all that.
And so, but often, let's say we agree well with Pfalz Rieslings. So let's say Pfalz Rieslings are a bit more, let's say, aromatic, more full-bodied alternative to Mosel Rieslings with a smoother and often more balanced acidity. I think we can say that Pfalz Rieslings are in general more harmonic, more balanced than the ones from the Mosel.
You guys, let's just talk a bit about Enzelmann. Winery's been around for quite a while, and it's a family winery. When did the winery first start?
Wine growing is a very, very long family tradition. It's done for generations, and we use as brand logo of the winery our old family crest from 1541, but bottling of wine, own bottling, started with my father in 1959. So, you know, before, like hardly all other wine grower families, our family sold the wine as bulk wine, or we did deliver the wine to hotels or restaurants in wooden barrels. No, but let's say the bottling under the Anselmann brand or family name as brand name, we started when my father was a young man taking over the winery from my grandfather.
The family crest has the numbers 1541 in it, but what is a family crest? Because you don't really see that, well, I don't see that in New Zealand anyway. I know in England they've got these family crests, but how do you get a family crest? Does someone just draw a nice picture one day and that's it?
Some family crests, let's say, created in newer time by an artist or just painted, and some of the older classical traditional family crests, they were granted to families for, let's say, as a decoration for some special things, like do not know for what reason. It's an old historic crest, but I do not know the reason why this crest was given by the authorities to my
okay, but it's like it's quite a status symbol to have an original family crest.
Yes, what maybe that was also a bit the idea why my father did choose the family crest, the old family crest, as the logo on the bottle, instead of having a new logo created by some agency or whatever. So.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. Okay then, Ralph, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.